I keep stressing that there's not an article out there that's there for you to just to enjoy, or for your actual intellectual titillation or education even. In a sense, it's education, it's indoctrination, and it's getting you ready for what's to come. Now, I've also mentioned about the New Age. The New Age used to be the name of the Freemasonic magazine for the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry back in the 1950s. It was called The New Age. And in one of their magazines, they said that their job was to bring in the New Age, you know, the brotherhood of man with a new spirituality. And Theosophy was right in with it too. And the UN, of course, has its own unit for Theosophy, and there they accept Theosophy. Rockefeller's deeply into that himself, Rockefeller families. And it's to encompass different religions, but mainly a form of Hinduistic, Buddhistic type religion, some pantheism tucked in with it, even Wiccanism's okay now. And it's harmless, you see. It's harmless to governments because you won't have any united people standing up who have tenets of belief with their own laws of a god who will fight them. So they love the New Age. They created the New Age movement for this very time. And I'll show you how it's been taught in Quebec schools when I come back after this break. Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. It's such a long, 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 long war waged against the old institutions that at least gave people some kind of cultural identity, a reason for living, for being, to get through the hard times, all that kind of stuff. But especially the old religions that kept the families together, which is so important, because we all go through incredible crises in our life, and when you don't have a family to turn to, you're really on your own. Of course, today they give you guidance counselors and all kinds of counselors and grieving counselors and counselors galore that are so new agey that really a lot of the counselors and psychologists today are really into the new age, and they burn incense and all that stuff and waft the smoke in your face and call down the good spirits and all that stuff, and they call it psychology. But this is all, we don't realize too that during the time of, one of the Russian premiers that was in, they actually set up a team to go across America and Europe, a team of spies, you know, just quiet spies who observed things. And one of their jobs, it was Khrushchev, in fact, under his term, part of their job was to see how the New Age movement, and with the drug movement and all the rest of it, how it was taking off. Was it really taking off properly in the West? It was very important to them. People think, well, why wouldn't the communists be pushing atheism? Well, you see, they do once they have conquered, but during the conquering process, they will use other religions, even including the New Age, who are really behind that, to bring down the old religions, to replace them. There's an old saying that you can take religion out of people, but you can't take people out of religion, or vice versa. In other words, people look for something else to believe in immediately. And they go shopping for religions, and that's why the New Age is there with all their different stores. If you're inclined this way, that way, or that way, it's like giving you a manual of all the different things that they have, or a catalogue, and you choose the one that suits you best. And of course, in the New Age too, there are no real rules to follow, which means there's no cohesiveness against anything. And that's why they promoted the New Age. It's all kind of self-centered, everything spins around you, and it's all about you. You won't stand up because you have no deity with, here's the rules, here's the laws, and when your government contravenes those laws, you'll stand up together, and now you're a threat and a force against a government that might have to just back off. Therefore, the mainstream religions have been under attack for an awful, awful long time, longer than you can ever, ever imagine. But here's Quebec, and this is from last year. It's from MercatorNet. It says, Thursday the 15th of January 2009, Quebec children to learn Orwellian spirituality. Listen to this now. An often quoted Jesuit maxim boasts, give me a child until he is seven and I will give you the man. Then it goes on to say, only seven amateurs. Since September, all Quebec students from primary school entry to high school graduation, whether enrolled in public or non-funded private schools, must attend Quebec's new Ethics and Religious Culture course. And teachers, regardless of their beliefs, must teach it. Jonathan Cagney, a courageous teenager at the Joseph Hermès Leclerc Secondary School in Granby, Quebec, has just been suspended and will likely be expelled for boycotting ERC. He's a hero to thousands of angry, mainly Catholic Quebecers who consider compulsory submission to ERC a violation of their human rights. And of course it is, but again, as the UN mandate under UNESCO. It says the ERC curricula are mandated to introduce students to Quebec's rich diversity of religious tenets and facilitate the spiritual development of students so as to promote self-fulfillment. Now, it goes on to say here something. People have to have it pointed out to them sometimes to make you start, to make you think. It says, since when does the state facilitate spiritual self-fulfillment? Is that the job of government, eh? Since when does a state facilitate spiritual self-fulfillment? To parents who take religion seriously, this is a chilling intrusion into what all democratically inspired charters of rights designate as a parental realm of authority. And that's, again, what they're destroying is a parent's authority under the rights of the child, again, from this wonderful communist organization called the United Nations, who are funded by the foundations and the bankers who rule them. ERC was adopted by virtual fiat. Its mission to instill normative pluralism, this is what it's called now in schools, normative pluralism in students. Normative pluralism is gussied up moral relativism, the ideology asserting there is no absolute right or wrong as Kabbalah, you see, it's Jewish Kabbalah actually, is where it comes from, and that there are as many truths as there are whims. There were no public consultations. The program is predicated on the worst possible educational model for young children, the philosopher Hegel's Pedagogy of Conflict. As one of the founders of the ECR course put it, students must learn to shake up a too solid identity. When you think, you're starting to feel you know who you are and what you are, they're there to make sure they throw you right back again. I don't know what I am. Oh God, you know, I don't know. And that's what you see today. And that's part of what they're promoting too. You don't even know what your sexual identity, you think you know what your sexual identity today is until they bring in these courses to tell you, well, what's wrong? You might just be, if you haven't tried it, don't knock it. You might be homosexual, or you might be, really, you want to be a transvestite, or maybe you really, really want to be a woman. You see? And that's what all this is about. There are no truths anymore, you see, except what the government promotes. Amazing, isn't it? And here they are bringing in their own version of spirituality. Government has banned everything else. Back with a moment after this break. Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just reading an article to show you how the New Age, as they call it, this thing that everyone thinks they understand, but they don't really understand. They don't even know who promoted it, who created the New Age, who mandated it from the top, what big foundations were behind it. Even the fact that those in the foundations have a completely different religion from the one promoting for the public is quite something, really. But this is how you work and run and rule over nations. And this is particularly to do with Quebec, but it's for the rest of Canada too, and the States as well. In fact, they've been teaching the visualization. They start with visualization. The parents don't think, oh, that's not so bad. They all sit there and visualize. Well, 6 months later, they're visualizing their power animal coming down or their spirit guide or something. And then they're told to talk to them. So here they're talking to an entity from wherever and then let it come into you. You know, and all this stuff, it's the same thing. Doesn't matter what particular brand of the New Age they call it, it's all to get to the same end. You'll find that always. It's like be possessed. Rather than be possessed, no, bring down your power animal or your power spirit and all this kind of stuff. It used to lock folk up for talking to themselves. Now, of course, you're told to bring something down and chat away to it. Anyway, it's been done through the school to destroy all the old religions that used to stand up. See, people don't realize that all institutions become corrupt eventually, including religious ones. Including religions, no doubt about it, become powerful institutions. But at least with Christianity, it gives the individual a lot of rights that no other system ever gave them. It also had to bow to the fact, for the first time, especially Christianity, that each individual was technically sacred. That had never been thought of before, ever, ever, ever. You were at the whim of all the gods prior to Christianity. The gods played with you. You were just playthings. And suddenly you got rights, and suddenly you have a God's given spirit from God himself within you, with all these rights, all just like the Charter of, all laid out with the Charter of Rights. And governments went to incredible lengths at times to get people and go for people, and whole communities, whole countries would stand up behind people and say, you can't do that, this person's got God given rights. That's what God given rights means. So the idea was to demolish all those rights over a while, give you this mishmash instead, and have you obey government that must be the only true power eventually, you see. To go on with this article here, it says, the program is predicated on the worst possible educational model for young children. As Hegel's pedagogy of conflict is taught, as one of the founders of the ECR course put it, students must learn to shake up a too solid identity. You mustn't have an idea of who you are. If you do have, it must be shaken and shattered. It says, and they must experience divergence and dissonance through the questionnement, it says here. Questionnement. ERC is to the grasp of authentic religion and spirituality as Esperanto to the comprehension of Spanish and English. Both are useless adornments, artificial rather than organic constructs. Worse, they may deflect forever the desire to acquire meaningful knowledge. Reading ERC manuals and activity books, one finds a superficial mishmash of trendy theoretical platitudes whose cumulative effect will be to convince children that belief is fungible and that all religions, including pagan animism and cults, are equally true. The curriculum is strewn with politically correct material that openly subverts Judeo-Christian values. In many of the manuals, ideology and religion are conflated. Social engineering is revealed as the heart of the ECR program. In the most recently published activity book, for example, Christianity is given 12 pages, while feminism gets 27 pages. Because, see, feminism is a religion. No religious leaders are solicited for their views on this text, but François David, the radical feminist leader of the Marxist Party Quebec Solidaire, is interviewed. She's the only one who gets interviewed. Beside a large picture of Madame David, benignly smiling, face upwardly tilted in the old Soviet mode, the question is posed, what would you say to those adolescents who don't feel concerned about feminism? David replied, adolescents need a feminist analysis in their lives. Paganism and cults are offered equal status with Christianity. Witches are women like any other in daily life. Technologically, the aliens are 25,000 years in advance of us. That's the guy who's a race car driver who's talking to all the aliens, and he wants to get a pure breed bred scientifically on Earth to go off into space. Again, eugenics under another guise, eh? And considering that of the 80,000 ethnic Aboriginals in Quebec, only 700 self-identify with Aboriginal spirituality, the vast majority of ethnic Aboriginals are Christian. Aboriginal spirituality, falsely equated with environmentalism, and it's true too, Indians were not the keepers of the environment, is accorded hugely disproportionate space and reverence. And I'll put this article up as well for you to read, but see, this is part of an ongoing, very old war, because they must break down anything that gave you at least personal dignity and personal rights, where the state couldn't just pick you up, cut you up and sell off your organs like they're going to do very shortly, just like in China. I'm not kidding, folks. And see, Khrushchev sent out whole teams of these passive spies and that was their job. That was their job, to see how the New Age was taking off along with all the rock phenomenon and the drug culture in the Americas and the Western Hemisphere, to see if it was doing well, because they were all part of it. And mind you, their pals in Hollywood were certainly helping it along. And that's what Hollywood's job was, and still is, by the way, to guide us. They call themselves the culture creators in Hollywood amongst themselves.